All right, good morning, everybody. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy and righteous name. For the Lord is good and his mercies do us forever grateful as well as thankful. If you would, go ahead and mute your phone. Mute your phone. We don't need to hear nothing you say that can cause you to be frowned upon. So mute your phone, please. Go ahead and do that for us. Today is the day. Today is... It's getting close to, what's the day? Getting close to Thanksgiving. Wow. Man, this year is almost gone. Good things going to take place. Listen, I'm in a place that decisions you make will determine where you're going to go next. So my question will be, now I'm going to make a statement. My statement is, will you allow your present to run your life, or will you make a decision to better your future? I'm going to say that again. Yeah, it's a question, really. Will you allow your present to run your life, or will you make a decision to prepare for a better future? Now, I thought about that because if you're not patient enough for your future, you will ruin it with your present. See, that was good right there, Curry. When you get so out of whack, when you're so out of God, when you're so out of his presence because of your present, you miss your present, your future. You got to have patience with life. Life is full of reward for those who have patience for it. You have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to make better decisions. So in all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. You know, I had the opportunity to be in the present where I start reading in Romans 5. And in Romans 5, it's talking about having access by faith into God, into this anointing, the anointed one. And then it talks about, you know, when you still got access and you realize that you're going to have this type of place in God based on access, you got to start asking questions. When you're dealing with people, you need to know two things. Listen, the two things you need to know when you're dealing with people, there's two masters. The Bible say, no man can love two masters, for either he will love one and hate the other, hate the one and hate the other. No man can love God and mammon. I mean, you got to discern, to make a decision today. You know, I want to know how you think about God and how you think about money. How you think about God and how you think about money. And because, you know, if you don't have an idea about God and you're willing to talk about God and walk with God and spend time with God and build your relationship with God and understand the principles of God, the ways of God, and what will make you be able to grow in life is God. Two things you're going to need. You're going to need God and you're going to need money. I can need money but not love money. I don't want to love money that is going to take me away from my godly principles, my godly desires, my goals, dreams, and vision based upon how God sees me. When you understand that the wealth that God gives you, he gives you the understanding. He educates you about himself, and he educates you about money. So when you think about money and you think about God, you want to know where a person set in with you. Listen, if a person do not want to share with you and talk about God with you, bad choice. If a person don't want to talk to you and share with you about money, bad choice. Why? Because these two is going to align you or where you go now and where you're going in your future. Your future is going to be built upon your God and your money. If you don't have God, then you're not going to get a good future. If you don't have money, you're going to have a terrible future. All because you need the two in order to have a good future. I mean, yesterday we was talking about when you believe in God and you're getting ready to retire, what's going to bring you a result of your money? What's going to bring you a better life? You want somebody that every time they get money, they spend it. I mean, they spend every penny they get. They're going to buy shoes, clothes. They're going to buy stuff. They're going to buy stuff that doesn't bring no type of return on the investment, not going to bring them no cash flow. And you're going to be, you need to look at that, because the person you deal with that don't want to talk about money and don't want to talk about God, they're going to make your life miserable. You're going to be in a place in your life. You need the two in your life, somebody who's willing to educate themselves concerning God and educate themselves concerning money. And you don't need one that's only have one side. You need both sides in order to have a great future. Your future is going to be driven and work according to those two. Now, I know you're saying, but I got on here to pray. Yeah, I'm trying to help pray, because you need to know what to pray for. You need to know how to pray. You need to be praying that God will allow you to become more educated with Him and educated with money. You got to have it, folks. You read throughout the Bible, it's going to talk about the two. The two that I'm talking about is God and money. It is all through Genesis to Revelation. And you got to realize that God is a God, man. I'm talking about when you don't have money, you'll sell out to the devil. When you look at money and you don't understand, look what the devil did to Jesus. He took him up to the high pinnacle. He showed him all the fame, all the stuff. And then he say, if you worship me, I'll give you this. And you're in a point in your life right now that you want to make some decisions. You want to look at life, and you need to look at how people are actually looking at their money. I believe, you know, it's in this place that you got to educate yourself. You got not only educate yourself, but you got to build yourself so that you can have a good future. You need to be trying to decide, you know, oh my God, how did this person spend? Do they spend and they look good but broke? Do they have anything? Do they want to share their gain? You ain't got to flash stuff. You ain't got to flash your money. You ain't got to flash your stuff. But you want to talk about it. You want to talk about people value when it comes to money. How do they look at debt? How do they look at credit? How do they look? Listen, because if you ain't got the means to be able to live, listen, if you're trying to come up, you don't want nobody who's going to come and ain't going to invest with you, not going to save with you, not willing to make money move, not willing to buy stuff that's going to bring return on your investment. You don't want to trust our government to be able to bail you out or to take care of you for the rest of your life. You want to be to the point that you are financial literate, and you're financial educated, your financial knowledge, and with your money and with your God. You don't want a person who don't believe in tithing. You don't want a person that doesn't believe in giving, because these are the laws of God that He placed on the earth. Whether you like it or not, it is what it is, and it's not going to change. God been had the same system around ever since the beginning of time, and He ain't changing it in 2024. 2025. So if you get somebody who come to you who don't believe in God, boo, that's a demonic demon who's going to ruin your life, who's going to take you out of the place of God. I don't care if it's a she or he or he, she. It don't even matter. If they do not believe in the godly principles in which God talks about in Scripture, they are X. Because if they don't believe in the God principles about God and the God principle about money, then what do you think they're going to think about you? What do you think they're going to do concerning you? Do you think they're going to help build you, support you, be there for you? If they don't believe in the foundation that God has placed in the Scripture concerning the direction of man and the places that He want to take man, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Okay, now since He's talking about, beloved, I wish, I hope, I desire, I really want you to prosper. How do I prosper? How do I be in health? See, you got to get to a place. I don't want to get old and stop dreaming and stop desiring. Then I start getting sick. Then I start receiving body ailments and body situations because now I'm not working my mind. I'm not working my body. So now if you don't work something, it'll start falling apart. It'll start going down. If you set a car down, if it don't drive, the next time you drive, it's going to start having problems. It's going to start getting to a place that you're going to want to realize, you know, what's up? What's going on? It was running when I parked it. Yeah, but it hadn't been working. So if you don't work your mind, if you don't work with your dreams, goal, and desire, you start getting sick. You start dying out. I'm telling you, man, you got to get to the place. You're not living to retire. You're living to live. Good God Almighty. The Bible says that Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So how is it that God is getting pleasant and getting praises and getting a desire for me if my life is empty, if my life is broke, if my life is busted, if my life is lack? When you don't have the desires in place to seek after God and to be able to control money, and you're going to have problems. You are going to have problems. I want you to listen. If anybody don't want to teach you about God and teach you about money, you're going to have problems. I'm telling you, man, you want to get your information and you want to be influenced about God and situation that God's going to teach you, man. He wants you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He wants you blessed in the city, blessed in the field. God wants you to be in a position where you can be able to dominate in life. You can't dominate broke. You can't dominate without the wisdom and knowledge of God. You can't dominate in life with the thing that you don't understand. Listen, folks. when Isaac and Jacob, Jacob and Esau was getting ready to receive the blessings. People say, well, Jacob tricked them and all this here. Yeah, he did. But let me tell you what he was trying to do. He was trying to get the blessings on his life. When you get the blessings on your life, I don't care where you go or what you get involved in, the blessing will always bring you out. The blessing will always bring you back on top. Because what? Everywhere you go, the blessing's going to show. One more time. Everywhere you go, the blessings are going to show. And if you get the blessings of God on your life, everywhere you go, the blessings are going to show. Are you patient enough to develop your blessing plan of God? Do you want the blessings on your life? Do you want to walk in the blessings of God? You don't want nobody in your life or in your pattern, man, just because they got muscles and they got a nice whip or a nice car or they stay in a nice home. If they don't have godly principle, man, that stuff will wither away. It will be up today and gone in 2 days. You got to get some principles in place, listen to me, so that you can build to live. You don't want to live to stress and you don't be your best. Because when you're stressful, it doesn't bring you to your best performance. You can't perform when you're stressful. When you're stressful, you can't bring your best you out. So what you want to do, you want to be patient to develop yourself with a relationship with God. And you want to be patient with yourself to build a relationship to control money. I say money control you. You control money. You learn how to make some money move. You need to be able to work money, to put money in position, that you're not working for money. You're working to control money. That's a big difference. When you're working for money, as soon as you get it, you spend it. And all you do is you lose time and have nothing to show for it. I mean, you might have some stuff. You might got a TV. You might got a new living room set because, you know, you want everybody to come to your house. See, you got a big screen TV. You know what I mean? And ain't nobody but you. You got 17 TVs and two rooms. I mean, your wall ain't but 90 inches and you got an 85 on there. They're about to hang off the wall. I mean, come on. That's some stuff you got to really just count up the cost and ask yourself, why do I want this? do this make sense right now? Is this a good investment? Do I need to spend these $500-$800 on a TV, or do I need to buy some stocks or some bonds, or do I need to invest in me some ownership of Apple, or do I want to go buy another Apple phone? I mean, because do I need to invest in GE, buy me some GE to be an owner of some GE stock, or do I need to go buy me a new washing machine and the other one's still running because you want a glass top to look over there and there? That you don't even know how. I mean, come on. Are you going to buy stocks in Tesla, or you just got to go buy you a Tesla, or you want to go buy you a Range, or you want to go get you a Mercedes or a Maserati or whatever? I mean, why do you want it? What's the reason behind it? If you buy it, is it going to take all of your money? Is it going to take all of your resources away? Is it going to make you work double time, that you got to put more time to work to get that than to spend time with God? It takes you away that you ain't in a position to say, you know what, I'm going to spend some time with God. I'm going to spend these 2 hours or 3 hours with God today. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah, but you can't say it when you're bound and you made some bad decisions today, because, you know, if you ain't got patience, if you don't have patience in life to make good decisions, if you don't have patience in life, you got to be patient. So you want to start making some good decisions, because every decision you make today is going to affect how you live tomorrow. One more time. If you talk to anybody, you can tell the decision they made 10 years ago based on where they are right now. You can look at people. You can tell what you ain't got to ask what their 5 year goals is. Look at what their last 5 year path looked like. Look at what they have gathered, what they have accumulated, what they have accomplished the last 5 years. I mean, and that will tell you. I mean, if they and still ain't got nothing to show, I mean, you need to ask yourself, is this a person that you think is a good fit for where you want to go in life? If you're talking about, well, I want to build a business and I want to own this and I want to do this, and they talking about, okay, good. All right, they'll go spend $100 on the dinner, but they won't spend $100 on the investment. They won't save $100. They won't invest $100. Okay, y'all ain't talking to me. Why are you saying this? Because it got to be. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17. I mean, you got to understand that you got to surround your people who got what you want, so they can help you, so you can glean off of them, so you can learn from them, so they can teach you. So, I mean, because if you can't get taught, you can't be caught. I mean, you got to be taught. You don't want people to teach all they know a game. I mean, they're trying to get over on you. They're trying to get by you. They're trying to get what they can get, but ain't trying to get to you. You want to build a life. Come on now. I'm going to do one of Tonda Copeland now. Come on, somebody. You got to get a life that you want to build to live. You want to build to live. You don't want to be at a place in your life. If you got to work for somebody, ain't nothing wrong with working for somebody. If you work in a goal, vision, or desire, you're trying to get somewhere with that. You got a plan. This is my plan. My plan is to make this so I can get this. I can reach this. Listen, if you can get to a place where you can really start living and you're making a living and you're living a good life and you don't have the stressful life of others, you can start really giving God praise. Because it's easy to praise him, boy, when you ain't got all that burden on you, when you ain't got all that weight on you. It's easier to praise him when your hand ain't bent down and is lifted up, when you can really praise God and you got your head in the ground, you got your head lifted up. You are a praiser and worshiper, but that comes from learning about God and learning about money. Learning about God, learning about money. Most folks, if they learn about God, sometimes they don't learn about money. Sometimes they learn about money, they don't learn about God. I mean, it's very rare to find the both that's clicking at the same time. You need the oil and the water and the gas in the car. Glory to God. You need the oil, the water, and the gas in the car. You need both of them. You need all three of them. What do you mean? You need God. You need a good person, and you need yourself to be good. all together. In order to be complete, you need to make sure that you is okay, your relationship with God is okay, and your relationship with money is okay. You need to make sure if you're going to have a good future, you got to be patient enough to work on the areas of life that's going to make a difference for your future. The Lord spoke to me a few years ago. He said, stronger hand, stronger future. If you can wrap your hand on these principles, these God principles, these money principles, and these self-building principles, I promise you, your future will look great and it will look bright. And don't allow someone to come into your space who do not want to talk about these issues, who do not want to discuss these issues. If they want to talk, I mean, it's one thing to talk it, another thing to walk it. You don't want somebody who just got talk game and no walk game. You want somebody who's actually living the principle. Oh, man, I just want to get this. I want to buy this. I want to buy this. I want to buy this. What is that going to do for you? Is it going to bring you an income? Or is it going to take money from you? Is it going to stress you? I mean, if you go buy all these cars and you ain't paid them off, or go buy all these whatever, and you ain't paid it off, and then you lose your job, how you going to pay for it? They decide the downside. How you going to pay for it? Do you have another stream of income? Do you have another stream that you can walk in? I know, man, I just feel good. I can just talk about this stuff all because, you know, I'm trying to educate myself where I didn't get educated in. I'm trying to get better with just not just God, but the other part that God talks about. I need to learn what that new master is, what that money master look like, because I don't want it mastering me. I got to master it. Makes sense. Well, I believe in receive today. Listen, today is the day I believe, you know, there is no service today. I don't know why I let y'all talk me out of camp from this service. Somebody showed up in Jeffersonville last night for church last night. I was like, I should have just had service anyway. Because, I mean, sometimes you got to realize, you know, people ain't did nothing anyway. Sat around there and didn't feed themselves and nothing like that. I should have just did it anyway. But anyway, no service today, tonight in Columbus. But I believe you got to get educated with this God and with this money thing. If you don't get this money thing in check and you keep making bad decisions, you're going to be 35, 45, 55, 65, and 75 still in a position you was with when you was 18, 21, and you go grow and still don't have no more. Ain't got nothing to show with life, whatever you got all your life. You got to make a decision. Do you want to play or do you want to plan? Do you want to just play or do you want to plan? You want to plan for your future or you want to play? And then when you get one, it's going to punish you all because you didn't make a decision. Plan for your life. Father, thank you today for these your people. I pray today that they will make a quality decision with their lives and what they're going to get out of life. They'll learn and become better people, Lord God, so they can learn of you. God, we want to be able to learn the principles of you when it comes to dominating, multiplying, replenishing. God, you say, be fruitful, be multiplied, have dominion. And all these things, Lord God, you spoke it. Now we need to know how to enforce it, know how to live in it, learn how to operate in it. So, God, we ask you today to teach us, show us, if you help us reveal it to us, teach us how to be money conscious, teach us how to dominate money, how to be able to grow our wealth and our prosperity, because it is you that give us power to get wealth. So we ask you to teach us that we can be teachable. Holy Spirit, we ask today that you will teach us how to be able to have conversations when it comes to you and conversations concerning Jesus and about God, so that we can learn the godly principles of heaven, so that we can live it here on earth. You say, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So, God, we want to be more heavenly minded, to be able to be earthly effective, that we can be effective here on the earth. So, Father, today, help us not to go running after stuff, taking our money, and buying material things that will not give us a life that we can make good, godly decisions when it comes to our retirement, our future, our next step in life, our next position in life, that we don't be old and lack. We don't want to grow old in lack. We want to have abundance. We want to be able to walk in the fullness. We don't want to just turn around and say we're millionaire. We want to turn around and walk in millionaire status. We want to turn our lives around. We want to make better decisions. We want to invest. We want to be able to make more, because the man with five talent made five more. And you say, well done. The man with two talent made two talent more. And you say, well done. And the man that with one talent, who didn't do nothing with it, but hold it, bury it, spend it, do whatever. And you said, thou wicked servant. And you cast him into hell. You cast him into hell because he did not make increase. He did not make advancement. He did not expand. He did not multiply. So God, we realize you're a God that looks and you judge and you hold us accountable to our lives and how we multiply. So Father, today, I don't want you to take the one and give it to the 10. I want you to take the one and show them how to multiply to get two, and to take the two to get four, and take the four to get eight, and take the eight to get 16, to take the 16 to get 32, to take the 32 to get 64, and so on and so forth. God, we want to multiply. We don't want to be in the same bound, the same circumstance, the same situation this time next year. We don't want to be in the same circumstance, the same place this time next month. So God, we want to be educated. We want the anointing to come upon us, to dwell within us, to teach us, to lead us, to feed us, to grow us, to multiply us, so that we can be bigger and better. So Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. All right. Appreciate you, folks. Thank God for you today. I pray that you continue to walk in the fullness of God. You walk in the promises of God. You walk in the fullness of God, that God can continue to do bigger, greater, and more things in your life. He can't do it without you. You got to get involved and give him that, what he believes in, you believe in him to do for you, that you can grow. And not only grow, but you can show that you are a good steward of whatever he gives you. So have a great day, everybody. Call back in at 12, and we'll look to see you then. Have a great day, everybody.